This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Republican State Representative Dave Murphy, who represents Wisconsin's 56th Assembly District, which includes municipalities of New London, Hortonville, and Greenville, and parts of Appleton, is facing backlash after selling his home in Greenville. This week, residents of the 56th gathered to call for his resignation, saying his permanent residence is no longer in the district. Murphy's term ends in January of 2027. He told Fox 11 News that he bought a retirement home just outside of the district, but is renting a room inside of the district until his term ends. Murphy has said that he will not be seeking re-election. On Wednesday, Murphy's voting address was changed to one on Greenville Road in Hortonville, on the Wisconsin Assembly website. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox claiming a 5-year-old girl was the target of sexploitation while using the gaming platform. The family and the child are remaining anonymous. The Dolman Law Group filed the complaint this week, alleging the company headquartered in California is accountable for creating a, quote, breeding ground for predators. WBAY reports that attorneys claim male predators pretending to be children began grooming the girl and eventually convinced the child to send graphic images and videos of herself. The lawsuit filed on behalf of the Outagamie County family asks for unspecified monetary damages from Roblox for suffering life-altering injuries, including severe mental anguish and pain. Dolman Law Group has filed multiple lawsuits against Roblox on behalf of families across the United States, and multiple attorneys general in several states have either filed lawsuits or opened investigations against Roblox over child safety concerns. Are voters concerned with political violence? Joanne Krulatz reports.
Concerning poll findings regarding political violence in the U.S., a new Marquette Law School national poll finds Americans deeply divided over political violence. The poll taken after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk did show 58% of respondents saying it is always unacceptable to be happy about the death of someone they oppose, and 89% saying political violence is always unjustified. But the poll showed partisan divides among Republicans. 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as the bigger problem.
A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state's alcohol-induced death rate is declining, but still remains above pre-pandemic levels. According to the report, nearly 1,100 Wisconsin residents died due to alcohol-induced causes in 2024. The state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 18.2 per 100,000 residents, significantly higher than the national average of 13.9 per 100,000 residents last year. In 2019, the state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 14.9 per 100,000 residents. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents of a new scam that's been popping up across the state. According to agency officials, a number of residents have received contact from scammers claiming to be human resource representatives from various real companies like Amazon. The scammers claim they saw the victim's resume on a job search site and then claim they could connect the victim to remote jobs with high salaries. They then send the victim an official-looking contract and request personal and banking information. The big data center project in Caledonia is off the table, at least for now. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Microsoft says it's dropping plans for a massive data center after strong pushback from residents and village leaders. People had raised concerns about losing farmland and the project's impact on water and energy use. It was planned for an area near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Microsoft says it may still look for another spot in Caledonia or Racine County, but those talks are on hold.
The Appleton Fire Department is hosting a community electronics recycling event Saturday, October 11th, as part of Fire Prevention Week. This event offers residents a safe, responsible way to recycle old and broken electronics while raising awareness about lithium-ion battery safety. Items like laptops, desktop computers, TVs, monitors, printers, tablets, and other common electronics will be accepted. Loose batteries of any kind will not be accepted. Drop off your unwanted electronics Saturday from 8 till noon at Appleton Fire Station No. 6 on North Lightning Drive in Appleton. Wisconsin's own Ed Gein, or Gein, depending upon who you ask, was number one on Netflix last weekend. Connie Feldman has more.
Coming in at number one on the top 10 list. Monster, the Ed Gein story, is an 8-part series profiling the infamous murderer and grave robber from Plainfield, Wisconsin. The series received negative reviews from critics following its debut last Friday, with some saying it's overly graphic and filled with factual inaccuracies.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.